Hello, this is Reynold James again. It's currently day 4, and we are still in the Pegasus Mall security office. With how rapidly the situation is evolving, I wanted to provide an update on our situation. Emergency radio broadcasts have been coming through consistently. The broadcasts have informed us of current protocols and—
God, could you be any more boring?
I just wanted to—
Yeah, provide an update on our situation. We have the radio right here, just let them do it.
This is the emergency alert system. All normal programming has been discontinued during this emergency. This is WCUB. This station will continue furnishing news, official information, and instructions for the Corning County area. It is important that you listen carefully to announcements from the station in your local area. National authorities have issued a biohazard warning. Seek immediate shelter indoors. All are advised to lock doors and windows, and limit the amount of outside interaction. If you must go outside, avoid close contact with any living thing. If you experience skin conditions such as blisters, intense peeling, redness or burns, isolate yourself immediately. If you see an individual with any of these symptoms, quarantine the individual and keep at least 10 feet of distance. Emergency medical care will be available at official government checkpoints once official authorization has been given. In case of emergency, electronic communication systems that are not running on backup generators, including to local and national authorities, are currently down. Stay tuned for updates.
So, yeah. Whatever happened, they're not giving any specifics. Apparently, whatever it is, it's killing people like crazy. I mean, we saw it the first day. People were covered in open sores and blisters. And it's not just affecting people. They say animals and plants are being affected by this as well. Chris and I still don't know exactly why the people flocked here, but we're thinking if someone died outside, people might have just freaked and ran. Speaking of, the biggest change around here is probably the amount of people taking shelter in the mall. People have started claiming stores, camping out there, especially the bigger anchor stores. There's maybe like 5 or 10 people per store, and Chris has taken it upon herself to name every single one.
What? It makes talking about them more fun.
Just because you name them doesn't mean you know them.
I know Tara. Besides, I don't know anyone on The Bachelor either, but I still like to watch what they're doing.
Yeah, but that's relationship drama, not mysterious illness drama.
Not relationship drama? I guarantee you Emily cheats on Stan within a week. Probably with Trevor.
With Trevor? It looks like she's talking to Rick a lot.
I mean, Rick is hotter, but I think Rick's dating Jacob, so unless he's bi, she's not going to get anywhere with that.
Whatever. I still think naming them is way more complicated than just saying that one. I guarantee you forget all their names in like a week anyway.
Fuck you. Go back to your stupid recorder.
It's not stupid. Anyway, the radio kept saying to shelter in place, so we decided to stick it out here for a little while longer. We thought about going and get more stuff, but we didn't want to risk leaving and someone looting the office or being brought into a confrontation if we ran into anyone. We have been extraordinarily lucky with supplies. We read an article about doomsday preppers and all the unique items they would stock up on, and ever since we've been trying to see who could bring the most absurd thing into the office. I really don't know why management hasn't said anything, but either way, it's left us with somewhat of a well-stocked hideout. First aid, tools, and the best equipment Chris could steal from the tech store downstairs. Combine that with the food everyone left in the break room and running water in the office bathroom, we pretty much have everything we need to stay here for a while.
I mean, it still couldn't hurt to do a quick supply run. Maybe get some extra blankets in case we lose power, get more clothes,
Get some attention drawn to us and where we're staying.
Okay. Hey, piece of advice to anyone planning on getting stuck anywhere. Bring pajamas.
Yeah. Obviously, we weren't prepared for this. We each have a couple outfits. The clothes we wore to the party, our uniforms, and whatever we were planning on wearing after. The genius to my right brought shorts.
I was going to a bar. Do you know how hot it gets in there?
It's still January. It's like 12 degrees out.
Well, I wasn't exactly planning on hanging out outside.
You can't just teleport inside a bar, though.
It's like a 10-minute walk, and I still have my jacket. I would have been fine.
You were gonna walk. In the snow. In shorts.
Yeah?
Jesus Christ. It wouldn't have mattered if whatever's going on there killed you. You would have died from hypothermia anyway.
Oh my God, whatever. See anything new on the cameras?
Not really. More of the same from earlier. People are still coming in and out. The food court has been picked completely bare at this point. More damage to random shit. Someone went outside and like set 4 plants on fire, and someone else destroyed all the tables in the entrance hall.
At least they got that fucking National Guard one down.
What?
You know, the table right when you walk in that always has military people trying to recruit.
Yeah, I know what you meant. I was just surprised by the malice, I guess. I know you hate the government, but I figured it was more anti-corrupt politicians rather than anti-fighting for freedom.
Oh, bullshit. Fuck the military. It's all propaganda. They stand out there trying to get people to sign their lives away to go murder people. Half the recruits can't explain why they're killing.
I mean, I don't think most people who sign up want to kill people. I think most people sign up because they want to help. They're doing service for their country and they're trying to keep people safe.
I mean, I'm sure that's what people think they're doing, but it's all a front. The people who join aren't the main problem. It's the ones running everything. The ones who start wars and push America first bullshit to justify killing children for oil and give people PTSD and once they're done with them say, hey, fend for yourself. You're tough, aren't you? As if being tough means watching people die in front of you with no emotional repercussions. And it starts before that, even just with boot camp. No one comes out of there the same person they went in, which means that something that happens during the process is seriously fucked up.
But it's necessary for what they have to deal with. You can't have an easy training and then throw someone onto the battlefield. Sure, sometimes people get fucked up in boot camp, but they'd get fucked up way worse if they didn't follow orders in a life or death situation.
Well, if someone can't follow orders when required, maybe they aren't mature enough to be in a situation where they're given a gun and told to shoot it.
Going into combat is a lot more mature than sitting at home complaining about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you upset that I care about other people and don't think children fresh out of high school should needlessly die because it's the patriotic thing to do? Didn't you learn anything in school? We used to force these kids to die in wars. They didn't even want to be fighting. They would lie to them so it would seem more fun and adventurous.
Well, it is patriotic, and it is for people who love their country. But it's also because they care about people, too. They care about protecting people who live in this country.
But half the time, they aren't protecting anyone. Or at least they don't know why the people they're protecting us from are a threat. It's whatever propaganda they were fed from people around them before they enlisted and from the higher-ups after.
Fine. I'll play along. Maybe they have been brainwashed or whatever the fuck you think happened, but have you ever considered that half of them are there because they didn't have any other choice?
What do you mean? You make the choice to enlist.
Sure. But why? For some people, sure, it's political or personal or whatever, but for a lot of people, they join because it feels like their only option. Sometimes people need to get out of a shitty hometown. Travel the world. See new things. Plus, some people don't have enough money for college and can't afford loans. The military can cover that. Not everyone has a father that can bankroll their college tuition.
Hey, who my family is has nothing to do with
it. It has everything to do with it. That's what I'm saying. You aren't seeing that it's not exactly black and white. It's not just a matter of bad people or good people. You can't be so stupid to think that—
Shut up.
No, I mean it. It's a complex thing that you can't—
Ren, seriously. Shut up and look. Oh, fuck!
What? I don't see anything.
Let me get to the single cam. There!
Holy shit.
I was right! I mean, my timeline was kind of off, but I was right!
Fucking Trevor? Man bun? I thought Emily would have higher standards.
Yeah, really. Girl moves quick, too. Damn. I mean, I get the world sort of fucked up, but it's only been a few days since this all started. Plus, Stan is still there, like he's literally in the store, what the fuck? And didn't Trevor, like, just get there?
Yeah, seriously.
Have you ever cheated on anyone?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever cheated on anyone?
No, of course not.
Hey, just a question, just making conversation.
Jeez. Have you?
Nah, never saw the reason. Like, if you're in a position where you want to cheat, just, like, end the relationship before it gets messy, right? Wait, have we ever actually seen Emily and Stan kiss? Are they even together?
They have to be, right? I mean, they showed up together, and until Trevor showed up, they never left each other's side.
Yeah, I guess. Damn, Emily, you seem decent, too. Whatever, I like Tara better anyway. Let's check those cams.
What store is she in? Penny's?
No, that's Chloe and Greg. Tara's in Burlington. Oh, looks like her group's gotten a bit bigger. Do we know if the people on the other side of the store are the same group?
I think so. They've been talking to each other a bit. Hey, wait, single out the camera near the store exit.
This one?
Yeah. See those plants right in front of the doors?
The roses?
Those plants were on fire earlier.
Are you sure? They look noticeably not on fire now, or even burnt.
Yeah. They're not even scorched.
Are you sure it was those ones? Maybe it was a different store. You just said you thought this group was in Penny's.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe someone put them out and I just didn't see.
Who knows? What the fuck?
Shh!
Please. Help me.
Do not. No.
We have supplies we can pull in.
We have no Please. Idea who that is. We can see him coming on the cameras. I need to keep you... We need to stay alive. In here it's safe. If we open that door, who knows Please. What will be there?
It's help the man me. You need and we can help him.
Chris, stop!
Hello? No!
It was a guy.
Yeah, right here, let me...
No, 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 just get me the first aid kit and one of the hand towels from the kitchen and then sit in that chair and do not move. I can patch myself up.
Is it bad?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It was only in the arm, but there are some key veins there if you go deep enough. I don't think it hit those considering the way it's bleeding. Thank God. But it left a pretty big gash.
Ren, I...
Chris, stop! It's over.
There it is. Camera 3.
Yeah. That's definitely a buck, alright.
It's disgusting.
Describe it for the recording, please.
Okay. So, what happened was we heard a voice coming out of the door, and I thought there was someone behind it that we could help. Turns out it was a deer, and as soon as I opened the door, it charged. Ren caught the door before it flung all the way open, but in doing that, one of the antlers slashed his arm. We were able to push the deer out, though. Now we can see it on the cameras, and it's moving toward the main lobby. We can't hear it, but I'm gonna guess it's still making that noise. Oh. God, it just broke, like, all of its... Jesus, its legs just, like, crumbled and bones stuck out of its legs. Now it's on the ground. I think it's still alive. I'm not sure, but... Oh my God, Jacob and Trevor from the Macy's group are walking right toward it. I think they just saw it because they're slowing their pace. They're aiming their... guns. They must have gotten those at the hunting shop. They didn't have those yesterday. They didn't take the shot, though, because Tara's out and she's like 5 feet away from the deer watching it. She's trying to help it, I think. The two boys are in hiding now, watching, and Chloe! Chloe is there, too! She's on the second floor walkway looking down on the lobby, also just watching. Don't they know it's dangerous? Tara's almost at it now and kneeling. I mean, this thing looks... horrible. It's pulsing and has like all these bumps on it. Get away! Go, you dumbass, go! Go! Why is no one saying anything? Trevor, come on, please. Chloe. Chloe, please, any of you. Do something. She's gonna... Oh my god, they're all fucking idiots. Here, take it. I can't... Oh my god!
It seems as if the buck that Tara was trying to help exploded in some sort of bug-infested swarm that went all over her. Tara ran away after trying to get the bugs off of her, and the three bystanders, as soon as they saw it, ran away in fear. Hell, I were two if I were them. Chris, you alright?
Yeah, I just hate bugs. They just freak me out.
Well, it's over now. You can look back at the screen.
Okay, sorry, I just... Are you alright?
Yeah, I'll live. Wait, you don't like bugs? What about the time I brought those cockroaches in as a joke because they were supposed to help us survive the nuclear fallout by telling us their secrets?
I was terrified the entire time those things were here. Thank God we got in trouble for that one and had to give them up.
Wait, seriously? They were here for like a month.
The worst month of my life.
Damn. I thought you would have screamed as soon as I brought them in.
No way. I wasn't letting you hold that above my head. You know, we should get some fucking hazard pay at this point.
Oh shit, yeah. I could totally sue them all and get a shit ton of money. I'm gonna be rich from suing them.
You're still gonna have to pay for the lawyer.
Hey, it'll be worth it.
Mark my words. I'm gonna be swimming in money and you won't be able to have any.
Fuck it, where are the scissors? You can stab me with it and we can just say it was the deer and then we can both be rich.
It was a buck.
Whatever.
Speaking of, get me a washcloth.
Sure. What else?
Get the saline, gloves, sutures, and needle pullers from the first aid kit. The bleeding stopped, and the longer I wait, the higher risk of infection.
Saline, gloves, sutures, and needle pullers. What now?
Now, sit there and let me do this. Give me the washcloth and the saline.
Are you sure you want to try and do this yourself? I can help, you know.
No thanks. We all know what happened the last time you tried to help.
Hey, fuck you, dude. I'm sorry you got hurt, but I'm not sorry I tried to help someone. How the fuck was I supposed to know it was a goddamn deer?
It was a buck!
It doesn't fucking matter! A buck is still a deer! I'm just saying, I can do more than just sit here and hand you things.
I can handle this, seriously. Do you know how to sew?
Yes, but I also know stitching a wound isn't exactly like stitching a pillowcase. Luckily, I know how to do both.
You know how to stitch a wound shut?
Yep.
Why?
Do you have something to grab onto? I'm not gonna lie, this is gonna hurt like a motherfucker.
I've gotten stitches before, I'll be fine.
Okay, tough guy. Just be prepared to grab the arm of the chair or something. Ready?
Yeah.
Ah! I know. Ah! I'm sorry.
Just a talk or something? How do you know how to suture something?
Oh, so I sort of fake dated this guy for a couple years. I had known him for a while. Our parents had been friends since we were kids. The problem was, his parents didn't know he was gay and it wasn't really a safe situation for him to come out. So when I started college, I told him I'd pretend to be his girlfriend until he left town. It got his dad off his back and gave both of us an excuse for our parents when we left the house. Anyway, he was a med student, and for one of his tests, he had to do a live demonstration on how to apply sutures. For practice, he presented to me, and after watching him do it, like, 8 times, he had me try it out to see if I had actually learned anything. On a test kit, obviously, not a real person. The test kits are so weird, they're like a fleshy block with just some lines cut in it. But, yeah, I guess he was a good teacher because his presentation stuck. We broke up at the end of last semester since he was leaving. He's in grad school now. He moved to Chicago, and now he lives with his boyfriend and their golden retriever named Lucy, and she's the cutest thing in the world.
You spent multiple years pretending to date someone?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have rather been able to actually date someone?
I mean, it didn't really matter to me. I was helping out someone who needed it. Plus, I don't know, I never really wanted to drag someone into all my shit. It didn't feel right to date someone for real when so much of me was fake.
You were never fake to-
But hey, stitches are done, so go ahead and check it out if you want.
Oh, not bad for someone who's never done this on a human being before.
I figured if I told you that part, you might change your mind and keep trying to do it yourself.
Maybe. And hey, thank you for the help.
Oh. Yeah, no problem, dude. Oh my god, that was disgusting. I hate the human body. You weren't allowed to get hurt anymore because I cannot do that shit again. I was ready to vomit the entire time.
Then why'd you do it?
My options were sew it shut or watch it bleed who knows how long. At least now it's done.
I could have done it.
We both know that's not true.
So, for the record, I've just gotten a laceration on the upper part of my left arm. We managed to clean up the wound and sew it shut. So, I should be okay unless I start experiencing symptoms of infection.
It didn't get in here at all. Whatever that thing was, it was being controlled, like something was moving its legs like a puppet. And we're both now covered in Ren's blood. Oh my god, I'm covered in blood.
You okay? Chris?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just realized it's everywhere.
Don't worry, I can clean it up. Just take a shower. You did a lot already.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say was... I just wanted to give more... detail to your cataloging of our experience and just say that, like, if you got something from that deer, then I got it too because they bite me nails, so I have...
Yes, it's okay. I understand. Just take a shower.
You sure?
Yes, go.
Okay.
Yeah, so, long story short, if you see two people stumbling around with a bunch of bugs inside them, and they're wearing security outfits, it's most likely us. This is Ronald James, date January 4th, 2043. Pegasus Mall, Dayton, Illinois. Signing off.